但姐妹主里边平安。
Peace be to all brothers and sisters。
当我哋嚟到跟随耶稣嘅时候，我哋真系唱呢啲诗歌，我哋真系都想起好多弟兄姐妹都喺患难嘅当中。
And we thank the Lord that we are in the Lord, but when we sing these type of hymns, we do think about other brothers and sisters who are in the midst of danger and trouble.
啊，即系为著呢个信仰付出生命嘅代价。
So maybe may they be able to pay the price in order to keep this faith.
啊，好似喺而家叙利亚喺呢个伊拉克一带嘅基督徒啊，就系咁样样因着信仰要付出代价信耶稣嘅。
There are many who are in the Middle East now who, for the sake of their faith, have to give up their life.
早晨请我哋打开几个地方嘅圣经吓。
This morning, though, let's turn open the Bible to several passages.
约书亚记第二十章。
First, let's turn to Joshua chapter 22.
由第一节到第六节。
We'll be reading from verses 1 through 6.
约书亚记二十章一节到六节。
Joshua chapter 20, verses 1 through 6.
耶和华晓谕约书亚说
Then the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying,
你吩咐以色列人说你们要照着我藉摩西所晓谕你们的为自己设立图城
Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, Designate the cities of refuge of which I spoke to you through Moses.
使那无心而误杀人的可以逃到那里这些城可以作你们逃避报血仇人的地方
That the manslayer who kills any person unintentionally without premeditation may flee there, and they shall become your refuge from the avenger of blood.
那杀人的要逃到这些城中的一座城，站在城门口，将他的事情说给城内长老们听，他们就把他收进城里，给他地方，使他住在他们中间。
And he shall flee to one of these cities, and shall stand at the entrance of the gate of the city, and state his case in the hearing of the elders of that city. And they shall take him into the city to them, and give him a place, so that he may dwell among them.
若是报血仇的追了来，追了他来，长老不可将他交在报血仇的手里，因为他是素无仇恨，无心杀人的。
Now, if the avenger of blood pursues him,Then they shall not deliver the manslayer into his hand, because he struck his neighbor without premeditation and did not hate him beforehand.
他要住在那城里，站在会众面前听审判，等到那时的大祭司死了，杀人的才可以回到本城本家，就是他所逃出来的那座城。
He shall dwell in that city until he stands before the congregation for judgment, until the death of the one who is high priest in those days.Then the manslayer shall return to his own city and to his own house, to the city from which he fled.
然之后呢第七节第八节呢就讲到呢六座城。一座叫做基底斯，一座叫士剑，一座叫希伯伦。第七节。
And so, verse 7 and 8 now names the six cities of refuge. So one is Kadesh,The other is Shechem, and the other is Kiriath Arba, which is Hebron.
第八节呢就讲到另外三座城，比色、拉末同埋哥兰。
And then in verse 8 talks about the other three cities, which is Bezer and Ramoth and also Golan.
好，然之后呢我哋翻去呢个民数记第三十五章。
Then let's turn to Numbers chapter 35.
成章都是讲屠城的。
Now the entire chapter talks about the cities of refuge.
我们全章读了35章第10节。
We're not going to read through the entire chapter, but we will read selected verses beginning with verse 10.
这个是神吩咐摩西的。
Now these are the words that God has commanded of Moses.
是同约书亚说话之前吩咐摩西的。
And these are the words that were spoken directly to Moses prior to God's words spoken to Joshua.
三十五章第十一节。
So Numbers chapter 35,
第十节，对唔住，第十节。
Verse 10.
你要吩咐以色列人说，你们过约旦河，进了迦南地，你要分出几座城，为你们作屠城，使误杀人嘅可以逃到那里。
Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, when you cross the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall select for yourselves cities to be your cities of refuge, that the manslayer who has killed any person unintentionally may flee there.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
你们所分出来的城要作六座屠城。
And the cities which you are to give shall be your six cities of refuge.
在约旦河东要分出三座城。在迦南地也要分出三座城，都作屠城。
You shall give three cities across the Jordan and three cities in the land of Canaan. They are to be cities of refuge.
十五节，这六座城要给以色列人和他们中间的外人，并寄居的作为屠城，使误杀人的都可以逃到那里。
These six cities shall be for refuge for the sons of Israel and for the alien.And for the sojourner among them, that anyone who kills a person unintentionally may flee there.
我们再看申命记第十九章。
Then let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 19.
这个也都是神吩咐摩西。
These also are words that God had commanded Moses.
申命记十九章第一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 1.
申命记十九章第一节。
Chapter 19, verse 1.
耶和华你神将列国之民剪除的时候，耶和华你神也要也将你们的地，将他们的地赐给你，你接着住他们的城邑，并他们的房屋。
When the Lord your God cuts off the nations whose land the Lord your God gives you, and you dispossess them and settle in their cities and in their houses,
就要在耶和华你神所赐你为业的地上分定三座城。
You shall set aside three cities for yourselves in the midst of your land, which the Lord your God gives you to possess.
要将耶和华你神使你承受为地业的地段分为三段，有预备道路，使误杀人的可以逃到那里去。
You shall prepare the roads for yourself and divide into three parts the territory of your land, which the Lord your God will give you as a possession, so that any manslayer may flee there.
我们跳到第九节。
We're going to jump now to verse 9.
你若谨守遵行我今日所吩咐的这一切诫命，爱耶和华你的神，常常遵行他的道，就要在这三座城之外再添三座城。
If you carefully observe all this commandment which I command you today, to love the Lord your God and to walk in his ways always, then you shall add three more cities for yourself besides these three.
留心爱耶和华你的神。
Take note of that particular phrase that you to love the Lord your God.
最后呢我们来读这个希伯来书。
Lastly, then let's turn to Hebrews.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
第十八节。
Verse
18. 或者我们从第十七节开始读。
We will begin with actually verse 17.
希伯来书六章十七节。
Hebrews chapter 6, beginning with verse 17.
照样神愿意为那承受应许的人格外显明他的旨意是不更改的，就起誓为证。
In the same way, God, desiring even more to show to the heirs of promise the unchangeableness of his purpose, interpose with an oath.
藉这两件不更改的事，神决不能说谎，好叫我们这逃往避难所持定摆在我们前头指望的人可以大得勉励。
In order that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we may have strong encouragement, we who have fled for refuge in laying hold of the hope set before us.
我们有这指望，如同灵魂的锚，既坚固又牢靠，且通入万内。
This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast, and one which enters within the veil.
作先锋的耶稣，既照着麦基洗德的等次，成了永远的大祭司，就为我们进入万内。
Where Jesus has entered as a forerunner for us, having become a high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek.
好，我哋圣经就暂时读咁多。
So that starts scriptural reading for now.
早晨同大家交通嘅题目神系我哋嘅避难所。
This morning, the topic of our sharing is that God is our refuge.
喺刚才读嘅希伯来书个里边咧就讲到我哋呢班，我哋就系呢个逃往避难所嘅。
In the verse, the passage that we just read in Hebrews, it tells us that we are the ones who have found refuge in Him.
在诗篇里边呢，如果你去查呢，多次好多次都是讲到神是我们的避难所，是我们的山寨。
And in the Psalms, in many, many Psalms, we find it repeatedly tells us that God is our refuge, that He is our sanctuary.
当讲到呢个避难所嘅时候咧，中文因为翻译系避难所，英文嘅翻译是一样嘅，俾我哋想到咧系喺旧约里边嘅呢个逃城。
And whether it be in the Old Testament or in the New Testament, the translation is the same. It tells us that there is a place of refuge. So that all that instantaneously transforms our mind to.The cities of refuge, which is depicted in the Old Testament.
所以我哋要知道咧，原来呢个嘅避难所咧，就系等于系呢个逃城里边嘅避难所系一样嘅。
So the place of refuge that it refers to in the Bible is the same as is depicted in the cities of refuge.
在舊約裏面呢，你睇見點解我頭先讀咁多節聖經係咪讀曬嘅？你如果你翻去睇嗰幾章嘅經文，成章幾章都係喺約書亞記嘅20章、21章、生命記19章、民數記35章，都係講成章都係講避難所嘅。
Now, why do we read so many of the scriptural passages that we did? In fact, actually.That's not the full passages that talks about the city of refuge. So whether it be in Deuteronomy chapter 19, whether it be in Joshua chapters 20 and 21, or in Numbers chapter 35, they all talk about the city of refuge, cities of refuge.
講明呢，避難所、避難呢個逃城啊，呢個心意。在神的心目中是很重的。
This matter of a refuge, these places where you can find refuge, this concept is heavily weighted in the heart of God.
神不单止一次跟摩西讲，两次跟摩西讲。
God didn't just speak to Moses about it one time, he commanded for him to take note twice.
然后当约书亚真的去到这个要进入迦南的时候，再同約書亞講。
And then when Joshua became the leader and actually brought them physically into the land of promise, again God commanded Joshua regarding these words.
所以我哋睇見咧，神係好看重需要。
So we see that this is God's emphasis, is what He feels is a need.
並且咧，你要建立圖城咧，唔係一次過就建立曬嘅。
And the establishment of these cities of refuge was not done as in one fell swoop.
你頭先我讀嗰節聖經咧，頭先讀嗰幾篇聖經，神同佢講嗱，當你哋進入迦南地之後咧，如果你愛我嘅話咧，聽我命令咧，你就要再建立三座圖城。
You remember in the passage we read, they entered into the land of Canaan, and they and God's words to them was, if you obey my commandments and if you love the Lord your God, then you are to build three other cities of refuge.
即是说呢，他们去到河东地呢，已经开始建立这个图城。
That means that they have already started the process when they were east of the Jordan.
即是说呢，神里边一个很刻不容缓的心啊，因为神看重生命，不愿意有人因着误杀而被人仇杀，失去生命。
And because this is steadfast in God's heart. He values life. He does not want someone who has taken the life unintentionally to be killed and to have his life be taken.
頭先讀咗咁多節聖經，相信我哋知道屠城係咩嘢啦。
So based on all the passages that we read, I'm sure that we have a clearer idea of what the cities of refuge are.
其實當我哋去思想今日嘅一般嘅法律嘅制度咧，你要睇見原來呢個誤殺嘅呢一個嘅嗰個定義啊，其實係從聖經裏邊嚟嘅。
If you look actually, if you inspect more carefully about the laws that are now in place for us to live in this society, you realize that it's taken directly from in regards to manslaughter, is taken directly from God's word as is depicted here.
係嘛？當你去話一個人有冇謀殺咧，佢話先睇佢有冇意圖，然之後睇下佢有冇兇器，係嘛？
So when you first if anyone is undergoing a murder investigation, first you look to see if there was intention, and then to see if there was an opportunity.
凶器
weapon, sorry.
殺人嗰個凶器呢度咧講到屠城咧一個條件，就係話呢個人係誤殺嘅。
Now there is a qualification for someone who has committed manslaughter here to find refuge, and that is that he had killed someone unintentionally.
頭先我哋冇讀曬啦聖經，但你翻去讀嘅時候咧，就話明呢個人咧係冇意圖嘅。
So we did not finish the all of the verses that are here and all the passages, but it tells us again and again that this individual has committed a killing unintentionally.
並且佢冇預備殺人嗰樣嘢係佢空氣嚟嘅，只不過意外嘅啫，大概係咁樣啊。
It was never his intent. He did not lie in wait for that for that individual. He did not do that intentionally. It was an accident. And so that's the idea here.
但係被殺嘅仇家要追佢。
But the avenger of blood is going to pursue this individual.
佢邊度嚟要逃離呢啲追殺佢嘅人咧？
Where will this individual who committed manslaughter run away to find safety from this avenger of blood who is now chasing him?
神就为他们设立了这六个屠城。
So what God established was these six cities of refuge.
当他们被追的时候呢，哎呀，又逃又鸡又鹅，但他一定要走向这个屠城。
So he is running, he's trying to escape from this avenger of blood, and he is searching for those cities, or running towards those cities of refuge.
一到这个屠城呢，他里面就安乐了。
And once he arrives at the city of refuge, he is at rest.
当我入到去能够入到去的时候，他里面就得到一个极大的安息，不需要再走了，在那里可以安息了。
That once he is allowed entrance into the city, one of the cities of refuge, then he has full rest that will come over him because he no longer has to run away or try to escape.
他去到那个城的门口的时候，要将他的事件向这个长老讲明白。
And once he arrives at the city gates, he then tells his story to the elders of the city.
这个城呢，个长老呢，只是问一件事情而已。
The elders of the city will in turn only ask him one question.
要分辨他杀人是不是误杀。
And that question is to differentiate whether he had premeditation in killing that individual that he killed.
并不问其他问题的。
There are no other questions that needed to be asked.
咁佢要喺呢个屠城里边几耐先能够得到自由咧
？Well, how long will he have to stay in the city of refuge before he gains his freedom again？
要等到嗰阵时嘅大祭司死咗啦，佢就可以离开呢屠城得自由啦。
Now he must remain in that city of refuge until the high priest who was in place when he came to the city of refuge, when that high priest dies, then he gains his freedom.
咁究竟有边啲人有资格，如果我误杀咗，享用呢个屠城嘅权利呢？
So who qualifies to benefit from the safety of the cities of refuge if they had committed manslaughter?
头先我哋所读嘅圣经话俾我听，无论系以色列人、外人或者寄居嘅、都可以享用屠城的权利，如果他们误杀了。
And the verse that we read earlier tells us very specifically, it spells it out. That is the Israelites, is the aliens who are with the Israelites, and also the sojourners who are traveling with the Israelites, they all can qualify to gain from the benefit of the cities of refuge.
如果我哋去查考呢個聖經嘅地理嘅時候咧，我哋會知道喺呢個約呢個六個圖城咧，佢話分為三段，喺約旦河東同埋約旦河西上、中、下、左邊、右邊都有三個圖城，係分布得好平均嘅。
If you look at the geography of the land at that particular time, look at the land of Canaan and the geography then, you find that east, there's a demarcation of the Jordan River. East of the Jordan River, there are strategically placed these three cities of refuge up north in the middle of the that portion of land and to the south, but also to the west of the Jordan River, it is also strategically placed three separate cities, all very strategically placed.
即係分布係好混濁嘅。
So it's evenly divided in terms of the placement of the city.
係要方便犯咗誤殺人，佢能夠好方便到揾到一個就近嘅圖城俾佢走入去。
It is intended to be able to be found or for the manslaughter to be able to get to the specific cities closest to him that is evenly distributed for all the people.
並且神吩咐佢哋，你唔單止要讓呢啲屠城俾啲人進去，並且你要為呢啲城咧預備道路。
And then God not only commanded for the Israelites to have these designated cities of refuge, but also that the Israelites must prepare the way to the cities, prepare the ways that are around the city to the cities.
所以咧，就睇見神嘅預備咧係咁周到嘅。
So you see how meticulous God is in terms of his preparation in regards to the cities of refuge.
咁我哋其實咧今日從呢個新約眼光，你要睇舊約呢啲事情咧，我哋就知道呢啲全部有屬靈嘅寓意喺嗰度嚟嘅。
Now today, as we stand in the New Testament time and we look back to the Old Testament recordings, we recognize that there is spiritual symbolism that is here that's important for us to know.
我哋從呢個希伯來書，頭先我哋讀到呢個六章嗰度咧，我曉得呢個嘅避難所係邊個咧？呢個避難所就係基督，我係主耶穌基督。From
Hebrews chapter 6, when it speaks of refuge, who is this refuge for us today? It of course very clearly designates Jesus Christ as being that place of refuge for us.
好叫我哋逃往避難所。
So that is that we who have taken refuge would have strong encouragement to take hold the hope that is set before us.
大祭司是誰呢?大祭司都是預表我們主耶穌基督。
Well, who then is the high priest? The high priest, of course, refers to Jesus Christ as well.
在希伯來書我們剛才所讀到的,就講到 作先鋒的耶穌成了永遠的大祭司，為我們進入萬內。
And it's specifically stated in Hebrews, which we read earlier, that Jesus was the forerunner for us, having become the high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek.
大祭司需要死，我哋嘅主耶穌基督需要釘十字架。
The high priest needed to die in the Old Testament time, but our high priest, Jesus Christ, He needed to be crucified on the cross.
講到人必須靠著主耶穌基督嘅血，先至能夠享用罪嘅追討，得安息。And
it tells us then, therefore, very clearly the symbolism that we must rely upon the blood, the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ in order to, for us to find refuge, in order for us to be set free from the guilt.
預備道路，乜嘢係道路咧？我哋從新約嘅光裏邊。 我哋知道主耶穌係道路、真理同埋生命。And
to prepare the path to the city of refuge, what does that represent? We know from the New Testament that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.
主耶穌基督係我哋嘅道路。Jesus
Christ is our way.
若不藉著主，冇人能到父那裏去。Without
Christ, aside from Christ, no one can come before God the Father.
咁我頭先我哋講到咧，就講到好似一個未信主嘅人，佢需要進入屠城能夠得到拯救啦。
So going back to what we're talking about, someone who does not believe in Jesus Christ yet they want to run and find this city of refuge. They need to come into a place of refuge.
在舊約這個逃城的這個逃字裡面，它其實除了奔跑走路，還有一個接待的意思。
In the Old Testament word refuge, there is that sense of running away, or running. But there is also another sense of hospitality.
接待，所以今天我們都應該學習接待，不是說我們覺得弟兄走難，不過我應該學習接待，這個思想在舊約裏面都是有的。So
this is again something that we need to learn, a lesson for us to learn to how to receive individuals, not so much just focus on someone trying to run away or running towards something, but also to learn, for us to learn the lesson of receiving.
提及到這些進途城的條件，他說不單止是外人，不單止是寄居的，亦都是適用於以色列人身上。
And so when it comes to the qualifications of those who are able to be given access into the city of refuge, again, it's not just the sojourners, not the aliens, but also the Israelites themselves.
意思就是讲到逃城，逃到基督里面，作为我们的避难所，不单止是指着罪人跑向基督里面，亦都能够应用在今天我们信徒的身上。
And that tells us that the act of running and finding refuge in Christ is not just strictly restricted to those who do not know the Lord and are searching for salvation, but that we also, we who are children of God, we also can run to Jesus to find a place of refuge.
是我们需要学习的。And
this is also a lesson that we need to learn.
所以今天不是福音聚会，我跟你讲逃城，你不要听了这么久，哇，应该福音聚会讲，其实福音聚会这个也是一个好的题目来的。So
today, when we talk about it, today is not our salvation message, it's not a gospel meeting here. But then perhaps this is actually a good topic to give at a gospel meeting.
神是愿意叫我们得着安息在祂里面。
But rather, we are touching on the topic of the fact that God wants for us to find rest.
在祂的里面。
To find rest in Him.
我们也都要学习，叫人遇到我们的时候，得到安息，得到享用。
We also must learn to the lesson of being able to be able to give off or to provide rest when others come and encounter us.
所以无论是个人的学习，或者是教会团体的学习，应当是有一个学习。
So whether it's on an individual basis, or whether it's the local assembly as a whole, this is a lesson for each one of us to take up.
我们不是只是讲到一个物质的地方。
Now we're not only talking about the material world.
我记得有首诗歌，好像是弟兄写的，让我爱。 而不受感戴，那首诗歌。
And I remember that there is a hymn, Brother Nee actually wrote it. It says, "Let me love and not be respected."
里边有一句，叫人得安息。
One of the phrases that are contained in that hymn is that we might grant or provide rest or peace to others.
所以这个叫人得安息，不单止是家里边的接待。 那是灵的里边，当人来到你面前的时候，就得到享用一个安息。So
this provision of rest for others is not just restricted to talking about hospitality, that we're supposed to be hospitable to welcome others into our house, but also spiritually, that we can encounter others and to be able to provide a spiritual rest when we have fellowship with them.
团体里边，教会都应当有一个这样的学习。
The entire local assembly, the entire fellowship needs to learn this lesson also.
无论信的或者不信的，来到聚会当中，应当叫人在这里寻找到安息、享用。
This place of worship should exude a sense of rest, whether it be brothers and sisters in the Lord who enter into this place of worship, or seekers, those who are trying to find the truth. They should also feel the sense of rest when they enter our place of worship. Because the Bible records this for us.
你们若听从主的诫命，爱耶和华你的神。
That if you are obedient to obey the commandments of God and you love men,
你若爱耶和华你的神,
if you love God, Jehovah, your God,
你就当为我建立徒城,
then you will establish the cities of refuge.
所以神他自己是成为我们的避难所。
So God himself has become our city of refuge.
他都愿意我们作为教会一个团体, 能够成为人享用安息的地方。
And he desires for us who are established as his church on earth to provide a place of refuge for others on this world, in this world.
我们并不需要去问很多的问题。
We don't have to ask too many questions.
不信主的人要来到我们当中。
When non-Christians come into our midst,
我只要问他一个问题,
we just have to ask one thing.
他来到是为了寻找基督的。
They are here in search of Jesus.
我们不需要理会他有钱没钱。
We don't need to consider whether they are wealthy or not wealthy.
弟兄姊妹从别处来到我们当中。
When brothers and sisters come from other places around the world and visit us,
我只要问一个问题。
We just have to ask that one thing.
我们共同抹饼只有一个 共同点,
that we just have one commonality when we come together to break bread.
就是我们是否有基督的?
And what that question is whether we have Christ or not.
凡是有基督的, 可以一同,
all who have Christ, they qualify to be in one together with us.
其他的都是次要,
everything else is separate.
过去都是次要,
and whatever has come in the past is outside of what we're talking
所有个人的历史都是次要,
about. So our personal history, whatever we bring into it, that's outside of the discussion.
所有信仰的分歧都是次要,
so anything that even have a difference of interpretation of our faith, that also is outside of what we're talking about.
唯有紧要的,一主,一信,一浸。
There is only one critical point, and that is we are of one Christ, one communion, one body.
没有别一些原因能够拒绝别的弟兄姊妹到我们中间的。
Outside of this one faith, there is nothing that can that should separate us from one another.
这个神说你若爱我们,你若爱耶和华你的神。
If you love the Lord your God,
叫他们得享安息,
to grant them rest.
在 18世纪1700年代,
In the 18th century,
有一个属灵的伟人诞生,
there was a spiritual giant for the Lord,
叫做这个, 新新铎夫,
his name was Zinzendorf.
如果你不知道这个人是什么人呢, 咁, 盼望你去查考一下, 因为这个是一个属灵的伟人, 教会历史里面呢, 是有他一份的。
So if you are not aware of who Zinzendorf was, I hope that you would take the time to go research and find out who Zinzendorf was. He was one of the spiritual giants and plays an important part in the Lord's work, in God's work on earth.
从年幼呢,他父亲已经将他来到奉献给神。
From his very youth, his father had already dedicated him to God.
从他年轻的日子,在他里面有一个神给他一个心思,很奇怪。
From his very young age, at a very young age, God gave him a very unique heart.
就他有一个心思,盼望凡是在基督里面,但他有些分歧的,都能够合一在主面前。
It was his vision or his heart that he would see a unity of all who are in Christ.
在那个年代呢,很多的不同信仰的人呢,是彼此逼迫,因为他们是有政权的权力的。
In that particular generation, people of different faiths actually were in constant battle with one another. They brought tribulation upon each other.
我们都好知道, 喺中世紀咧，天主教咧，因着教皇係有政治嘅權力，佢能夠逼迫基督徒嘅。
And we know that from history that the Pope, who leads the Catholic faith, that he was given the right to persecute Christians.
咁後來因着呢、馬丁路德將呢個聖經嚟到廣傳嘅時候咧，人就知道天主教信仰係好多嘅問題出現。
Actually, he had the right to persecute Protestants. But we also know that it was not until Martin Luther opened up more of the Bible to everyone to see that everyone recognized that there were shortcomings in the Catholic beliefs.
咁就紛紛起嚟，因此咧有呢個路德會，因此亦都有英國嘅 Anglican 係英國的聖公會。
And so from that, then we have a separation. There are the Lutherans that were established. There's also the England Church of Anglicans that was established.
但是这些的公會呢，他们所看见呢，他们是从天主教出来，但他们都成为了一个国家的教会。
And so these all stem from the Catholic faith, from Catholicism, but they became established as their country's religion.
是啦，他们所看见的呢，譬如路德会是德国的国教。
For example, the Lutheran, they became the official church of Germany.
当你是在德国出世的时候，你自然而然呢，你就进入这个路德会的当中。
And so if you were German, if you were born in Germany, then automatically you were brought up and brought into the church of the Lutheran.
因此到今日呢，英国这个圣公会那个头呢，仍然是英国的君主来的。
And so even now today, the official leader of the Church of Anglicans, which is the official Church of England, he has a political assignment.
这个只不过变成另一个变相的教皇。
And so this became another Pope-like individual.
当然他从天主教出来有他看见的地方，但都有还有不妥的地方。
Of course, there are, because these different denominational churches came from Catholicism, there are correct views of things and there are also incorrect views of things.
所以呢，这些当权的国家教会呢，它也都起来逼迫一些信仰纯正的弟兄姊妹。
And so eventually these official churches of different countries, they started to bring persecution upon individuals who saw the truth in a different way, who interpreted the truth for the truth's sake without the without all the other interpretations.
因为他们并没有看见基督的头是国家的元首，他们都没有看见当人肉身出世的时候呢，是进入这个教会的当中，并没有信的。
And that's because they did not recognize or see the truth that is contained in our being born into the family of God when we accept the Lord. They see that you should be brought up in a particular church or a particular teaching because you were born with that nationality.
这些今天我们是很清楚的。
But these are matters that we are not confused about today. We're very clear on these matters today.
在1500年的时候，大概就有一班叫做弟兄去看见这些纯正的真理，住在摩利维亚这一带地方，人家叫他做合一弟兄。
And so in the 1500s, then there was a group of brothers who recognized the truth of the Bible as depicted purely from the Word. And so they were Moravians. And so they came together and be known as Moravian brothers.
但是呢，他们就受到当时这些国教的逼迫。
But they came under the scrutiny and the persecution of the national churches.
所以四圍這個遊走的。
And so they scattered. They had to scatter.
人數越來越少。
And their numbers seemingly became smaller.
去到這個1700年,這個18世紀的時候。
Until we come to the 18th century, so that's 1700.
就來到這個新生代夫的時候。
And then we come to this time of Zinzendorf.
神就給他一個這樣的心意。
And this was the heart that God has impressed upon him.
他覺得為什麼我們不可以單單根據我們在基督裡而一同來敬拜神呢?
So his thinking process was, why is it not possible for us to come together? Since we are all in Christ, why couldn't we assemble together in peace and rest?
他是一個伯爵,是一個duke.
He was a duke.
有一個莊園的。
There was a...
一個莊園,好像我們今天的ranch, 我想是有個castle,這樣。
Yeah, he lived in a ranch, a village with a castle.
他owned的。
He owns the village and the castle. He was a count.
有一天他間接就聽說有一班的摩利維亞
And so news came to him of the persecutions that were placed upon individuals who were of the Moravian brothers.
他就願意打開他的莊園,接納這班弟兄,進到他的莊園裡面起房屋來居住。
And so they were, so Zinzendorf was willing to open up his castle to allow for these Moravian brothers to be able to come and to build on his land, to be able to come and to live.
但是这个不是说好像我们今天接待人来吃饭,不是这么简单的。
But it's not so simple as what we think today as hospitality, extending, opening up our houses and extending invitation to others to come.
这些有点像今天在中国大陆的违法信仰一样, 当你接纳这些弟兄们,你就是违法,政府可以来逼迫你的。
It is more like the situation it is now in China, where if you receive certain individuals, you become you are counted to be counter-revolutionary. So you have now upset the balance against the government.
但是无论如何呢，啊呢啲摩利维亚弟兄们呢就进到呢个庄园里边嚟居住。
So no matter what, the Moravian brethren were able to come and to find. Build they settled there. Later on, however, there are many other, some other religious groups that also came. So the Baptists, they became under persecution, and so they also sought out shelter, refuge here with Zinzendorf. And the Presbyterians, they too were persecuted, and so they came to find refuge.
甚至乎有天主教的都来。And
there were even those who were from the Catholic faith who came.
最多的时候大概住了六七百人就在他的庄园里边。
And so at their height, there were some 600, 700 individuals who were living under his governing.
在他那个,
under his territory.
问题就出来了。
Then the issues arose.
那些清心尋求主的人就覺得你太鬆了,居然讓這些人進來,讓這些宗派的人進來。
So, there were criticism now that was cast towards Zinzendorf. He says, from those individuals who strictly went with the word of the Bible, it says, why you permit, you're being too liberal. Why are you permitting all these different types of individuals to come together, to live together?
浸信會的就會覺得,為什麼你要讓長老會的人進來?
So those who are Baptists will look and say, why would you permit for those who are Presbyterians to come into your territory?
新生代夫怎样去应对这些事情?
So how does Zinzendorf deal with this growing tension?
还有政府认为他是异端。
Not only that, but then the government started to consider him to be heresy.
因为你引导政府反对的。 各个宗派跑去那里,政府要逼迫你,你都收留。
Because he was taking in as for refuge all those individuals whom the government had wanted to persecute and crush. And so now, of course, he was under the radar.
新生代夫认为他没办法去处理这些事情。
And Sinzendorf did not know what to do.
啊, 需要大家一同来到交通, 请大家一同来到交通。
And so he invited everyone to come together to have an open fellowship.
啊, 一同来到祷告,
to come together to pray.
啊, 当他们一同来到交通, 一同来到祷告的时候,
But once all these different fractions came together to pray, to fellowship together,
他们发觉他们所有的相同的,
they realized that they had more in common than they had differences.
他们强调他们不同, 他们只是一主一信一世,
and instead of emphasizing their differences, they emphasized their one life, one faith, one baptism.
神的灵就可以太易有力地降临在他们当中。
And because of that, then the Spirit of God came upon them mightily.
啊, 神的同在,圣灵晓故地在他们当中。
And the very presence of God was verified by the presence of the Holy Spirit.
一首诗歌在这个诗歌本里面,
there is a particular hymn in our hymnary.
啊, 是这个新新道夫写的。
It was written by Zinzendorf.
啊, 六百几首就是弟兄和睦同，不是和睦同，弟兄牵着弟兄的走向前走，向前走那一首的诗歌。
It's in the 600s, I don't recall, but it's talking about how the brethren.
爱侣联系，不要紧，他们找到的了。
It's entitled In Love United.
如果去看那首诗歌里面的灵，就是新新道夫的灵。
If you look at that particular hymn, you will see the spirit of that of the lyrics, and that is the spirit that was alive in Zinzendorf.
好似头先阿领师咁讲，好多时我哋唱一首诗歌，我唔知道佢嘅背景。
Just like our brother had shared during the time when he led our singspiration time earlier, oftentimes we sing a hymn, but we don't know the background of that hymn.
而你如果知道新新道夫经历一个咁大难处，你就去唱嗰首诗歌嘅时候咧。
If you recognize the backdrop, all the problems, all the trouble and the difficulty that Zinzendorf was experiencing at that time, and then to be able to see and sing that particular hymn, you will be able to enter into the fullness of the reality of that he faced.
他就是那样,你要学习,他就是一个途程,叫进去的人里面得安息。
And that's the lesson that he learned well, and that was to provide a place of refuge for others to be able to come to find rest. If we love the Lord our God, we should follow suit.
啊,好尊重我们当中的,无论是弟兄姊妹,或者是不信的,叫他来到这里,得安息。
Whether it's brothers and sisters coming into our midst, whether it's non-Christians coming into our midst, they should feel and experience the rest that is in Christ.
我们不应当用其他的问题,或其他借口将人推出门外边,我相信我们不会这样的。
We should not segregate anyone based on any other parameters.
指过去历史全部都不重要,最重要的,里边我是追求基督。
Whatever their past, it doesn't matter. The most critical is that they are pursuing the Lord.
好了,时间不多,我们回到新约。
We don't have a whole lot of time remaining, so let's go back to the New Testament.
在希伯来书六章,第十八节。
In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18.
这话,藉着这两件不能够更改的事,神决不能说谎,好叫我们这些逃往避难所,持定摆在我们前头指望的人,可以大得免礼。
In order that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we may have strong encouragement, we who have fled for refuge in laying hold of the hope set before us.
It
says here, we have fled for refuge.
这个是写给哪些人的呢?希伯来书?
Who are the recipients of the letter to the Hebrews?
这个是写给信主的还是不信主的呢?
Is this written to those who believe in Jesus Christ or those who do not believe?
很显然的,是写给属天的信徒。Very
clearly, it is written to the saints who pursue the heavenly way.
所以呢,我们都在里面,我们都应当逃向这个避难所的。
So that means that we too are included in this. We are the recipients. We too are the ones who have fled for refuge.
很多的舊約只不過是影兒,到新約就是實體了。Much
of the Old Testament is just the foreshadowing. It's a type of what will become reality in the New Testament.
所以呢度唔單止係好似舊約只住誤殺。So
it's not just
好似舊約只住誤殺嘅人啊。
So just like in the Old Testament, it talks about those who are manslaughters, manslayers.
亦都唔單係指住未信嘅人逃往基督嘅裏邊，得享用安息。
Points out to us about those who are non-Christians who are in pursuit and are able to find rest in Christ.
呢度再深一層係講到信主嘅人應當跑到基督裏邊尋求安息。
So here it goes one level further to say even those who are believers in Christ, that we should pursue and run and flee for refuge in Christ.
我哋喺地上邊有苦難。
In this world, we will have troubles.
我哋要跑到基督裏邊尋求安息。
And when we do, we need to run to Jesus Christ to find rest.
基督成我哋嘅避難所。
Jesus Christ becomes our refuge.
你話我冇苦難喎。
You might say, no, I don't have any troubles.
但我係有試探。
But we have temptations.
當我遇到試探嘅時候, 我應該奔向基督同埋我哋避難所。
Whenever we encounter temptations, we need to make a direct line to run to the refuge that's found in Jesus Christ.
雅各書話俾我哋聽，我哋都有私欲嘅。
And James, it tells us that we have the flesh.
我應當逃避少年人嘅私欲。
That we are to run from youthful lusts.
唔係淨係少年人先有少年人私欲。
But it's not just a youth who experience youthful lusts.
所有人都有少年人嘅私欲。
Everyone experiences youthful lusts.
我哋如果一遇到試探、苦難、難處、私欲、試探，我都應當立刻跑向基督嘅裏邊。
Whenever we are under scrutiny and experience temptations, if we have hardships or troubles, if we have lusts that we cannot control, we should run speedily into Christ to find our refuge.
呢個係神俾我哋嘅保證，當你一奔向基督咧，立刻得著安息。本來裏邊如海翻騰，要失敗，當奔向基督，立即享用安息。But
this is the protection that God promises to us. That outwardly and all around us, it could be chaotic. It could be we're tossed to and fro by the waves. But whenever we experience those things, we need to make a straight line and run towards Jesus Christ. And there we will find the rest that we seek.
呢度講到咧，神應許我哋嘅，藉住呢兩樣唔跟嗰個事，神一定唔會講大話，即係話呢個係神俾你嘅guarantee，你嘅保證。So
it tells us that all of this is made by two unchangeable things, and that which is God, and also the fact that it's impossible for God to lie. So that means that by those two unchangeable things, this is God's guarantee for each one of us.
地上邊嗰啲保證咧，萬一樣嘢咧真係出事嘅時候咧。 你打電話俾佢咧，啊，佢又詐詐地地呢樣嗰樣，然之後話呢樣唔包嗰樣唔保係嘛
？You might have a warranty. You purchase a warranty here when you purchase things on earth. But when there's something that goes wrong with that particular product, you call them and they're going to give you excuses. Or maybe it's this, or maybe it's that. They're not going to pay for this. They're going to pay a portion of that. There's lots of excuses in the guarantees that this world affords.
但係從神而嚟嘅保證，永不更改嘅。
But from the guarantee that's granted by God, it is never changing.
第十七節係咁講嘅，神願意為嗰啲承受應許嘅人格外顯明佢旨意係唔更改嘅。
In verse 17, depicts that very clearly. He says that in the same way, God desiring even more to show to the heirs of the promise the unchangeableness of His purpose.
啊，呢兩件唔能夠更改嘅事係邊兩件事咧
？What two things are impossible to change here?
第十七節同我哋講係神嘅應許係一件事。
Verse 17 tells us the first thing, which is the promise of God.
啊, 第二件事就是其实已经可以已经很稳当了，但是神体谅我们这个人软弱，怕我们不信，神就指着自己起誓，起誓为证，有应许还起誓，所以永不能更改的。
And so by God's own promise, that should be more than sufficient. It should be all inclusive and is not changing. But for the sake of our weakness and the fact that it's possible that we might doubt and not believe in God's word, so God gives us a pledge that by these two things, God's promise and then God's pledge on top of that, that we have something that is unchangeable.
是。咁究竟呢个嘅应许唔改变系咩嘢呢？从上文你翻去读咧，那系指到嗰个应许嘅后裔，那系指着耶稣基督。
What is this unchangeable promise? First of all, that he tells us. If we look at the context from which this verse comes, you recognize that this is pointing specifically to Jesus Christ himself.
啊，但系喺写希伯来书呢个时候咧。耶稣基督已经降生，并且已经钉咗十字架，已经升咗天了。
At the time that Hebrews was actually written, our Lord Jesus Christ had already descended on earth. He had already been crucified. He had already been buried. He was already resurrected and ascended to the heavens.
已经实现咗啦，点解仲讲呢个应许？点解仲要讲呢个指望呢
？He already came in person in everyone's plain sight. Why does it still talk about this promise of what is to come?
原来呢这个指望呢那是讲到耶稣基督不单止来了，但在我们的眼还看不见的里面呢，耶稣基督已经为我们成为我们属天的大祭司，已经进入这个至圣所的里面，按麦基洗德的等次成为了永远的大祭司。
So not only has he come, and that's something that we can see,But what we are unable to see with our physical eyes is the very confirmation that Jesus Christ has already ascended on high and has taken on the responsibility of the great high priest in the heavens for our sake.
这个需要我们里边的眼睛信心能够找着这件事情。
And this matter is something that requires for us to accept and hold on to through faith that which is unseen.
我们跑到避难所里边，不是因为我在外边犯了什么罪。
When we run to his refuge, it is not because we have committed some grave crime outwardly here on earth.
圣经多次提醒我们要常住在基督里。
But the Bible, we know, has reminded us constantly that we need to dwell in Christ, to live in Christ.
我们唯有跑进基督的里面，才能够持定那个摆在我们前头指望的。
Only when we run to our Lord Jesus Christ can we hold fast to the promise that is unchangeable, that is already set for us.
你多处看这个英文圣经的翻译呢，都是讲到你跑到这个避难所里边 ，to lay hold 有个 to 嘅，因为你跑进去，你先能够持守啊。
So if you look at the English translation, no matter what translation it is, you recognize it says that when we run to the to place of refuge, we are running to him. So it is a place that is an action that we need to go takes us from here to there to him, and then we need to hold fast.To hold fast to him, only then will we get the reality or security of the promise.
即系话，如果你唔跑向避难所，唔跑向基督里边，你冇办法持守。你话跑进去，你就可以持守啦。
If you do not run to Jesus Christ, you will not have the opportunity to hold fast to him. And so, therefore, we need to run to him to hold in order for us to even be able to hold fast to him.That which is unchangeable.
你话持守咩指望呢
？What am I holding fast to? What promise am I holding fast to then?
佢话呢个指望呢，呢个指望本身咧系好稳阵嘅，好牢靠嘅。
This promise that has been given to us is secure, is steadfast, is sure.
啊，好似灵魂嘅锚。
It's like the anchor of the soul.
啊，既坚固又牢靠，又进入幔子里边。
And that it is for us to enter into the veil, for us to enter into this promise.
我唔知佢拣呢首诗歌，但我见到今日 读呢个稳踏磐石咧，第二节嗰度咧就讲话信心嘅锚抛锚万缕啊。
I don't know. I didn't know that our brother was going to select this particular hymn. But in the solid rock, the hymn that we sang earlier, in the second verse, it tells us that my anchor holds within the veil.
啊，船咧都会有锚喺嗰度嘅啊。
The boats, of course, have anchors.
啊，但系当呢个船遇大风大浪嘅时候咧，船员咧就将呢个锚一个两个抛喺海里边，将呢个船嚟稳定。
When the stormy seas come, when there's stormy seas that come to a traveler on a boat, they just have to cast their anchor in order to find security to stabilize that boat.
啊，嗰个锚咧，嗰个锚啊锚啊，摆喺个船嘅甲板上边咧系冇用嘅。
When you have the anchor aboard the ship or the boat, it serves no purpose.
嗰个锚咧，定要抛喺海嘅里边咧，先能够叫船得稳定。
Only when the anchor is cast into the sea will that boat find security.
呢个锚咧，好似我哋个信心一样。
That anchor is likened to our faith.
啊，信心从来唔会喺我哋嘅里边。
Faith does not exist inherently in us.
我哋唔系靠我哋自己嘅信心往里边睇，你越睇你就越冇信心，
cannot, 越
摇摆。
You cannot trust in your own self or your own capabilities and look inwardly. No matter as things get worse and worse, if you look inwardly, things will become worse. That you will have no security and no safety.
原来这个信心的锚，这个灵魂的锚，要抛在哪里？不是抛在海里边，要抛上天的上边。
But here, when we're talking about casting the anchor, we're talking about not casting into the sea like a boat, but we are to cast it into the heavens.
啊，因为耶稣基督已经为我们进入了天上边的至圣所。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ has already entered into the innermost sanctuary in the heavens.
他们说到这个信指望如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，这个锚是扯信入这个幔子的里面。
So it says that the hope that we have as an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast, this anchor brings us into that which is secured, which is steadfast.
这个幔子是什么幔子呢？
What is this veil that I was talking about?
啊，这个幔子是将圣殿里边圣所和至圣所来分开的。
That veil separates the innermost sanctuary to the inner sanctuary.
啊，当你主耶稣钉十字架的时候，这个幔子从上到下列为两半。
At the time when Jesus Christ was crucified and died on the cross, that veil was torn in half from top to bottom.
啊，所以主耶稣就为我哋嚟到进入呢个幔子嘅里边。
And so therefore, Jesus Christ became the forerunner and went through the veil.
佢作为大祭司与亚伦作大祭司并不一样。
Him, our Lord being the high priest, is not the same as Aaron being the high priest for the Israelites.
啊，亚伦作大祭司永远都系佢一个人入去嘅。
Aaron, when he was a high priest, he had the he was able to enter into the innermost sanction.
啊，永远都系佢一个人入去。
But however, he was always just by himself.
但系耶稣作为大祭司咧，点解作为先锋咧？就即系话佢入咗去之后，我哋可以跟着佢入去嘅。
But when Jesus became our high priest, he not only was able to enter into the innermost sanctuary himself, but he became our forerunner. And then thereafter, we are able to follow him into the innermost sanctuary.
我哋既然有一位咁样嘅大祭司
，and since we have such a high priest，
啊，进入尊荣里边嘅大祭司
，a high priest who has been elevated and entered through the veil，
希伯来书四章就咁同我哋讲
，Hebrews chapter four tells，
我就应当坦然无惧
，then we should draw near with confidence，
啊，坦然无惧到神嘅到神宝座嘅面前
，that we should draw near with confidence to the throne of grace，
啊，得怜恤蒙恩惠得随时嘅帮助
，that we might receive mercy and help in appropriate time，
呢个就系嗰个锚，嗰个信心，当我哋进入基督里边嘅时候，神所俾我哋嘅应许
，this is the anchor that God has granted to us， this is the promise。That God has given to us.
所以我们应当学习一种的生活。
So we should follow this type of life.
It's
not that, oh, I've come to a place and so now everything is settled and everything is fine and dandy. Hebrews chapter 4 tells us,
没时间去读了,
we don't have the time to read it now,
though,
that strive to enter into that place.
他是用你要diligent enter into the rest, into all.
It says specifically that to in all diligence to enter into that place.
那个rest,
into the rest.
我们当努力进入那个安息里面。
So we are to diligently strive to enter into the rest.
所以我们进入至圣所的里面，有当我们要学习的功课。So
when we enter into the innermost sanctuary, there is a lesson for us to learn.
我们需要有努力。
We need to be diligent.
起码有时间，是吧?
At the very least, time. Right? We have to have time.
我们需要安静在神的面前。
We need to make the time to quiet ourselves before God.
进入至圣所的里边，不是一班人入去的，是你自己入去。
Entering into the innermost sanctuary with God is not for a whole crowd to enter together. It is meant for you to enter on by yourself.
不是带着你的电视机入去。 带着你那个手机打进入去。
It's not to bring whatever device, electronic devices you have there, in there. It's not to bring your tablet, it's not to bring any of your games into the sanctuary.
你必须有安静的时间，努力营造这个环境，安静的进到神的面前。
But we diligently make the time, strive to enter into the inner sanctuary to be with God, to find the time of quiet, to find the time of rest in order to be in the rest.
面对神的面光,
to come face to face with the light of God's face.
藉着祂的话,
and through his words.
我们在那里有密思静想,
to reflect, to think, to consider.
今天我们一同来讨论神的话是很好的。
It's great whenever we get together and we share on the Word of God.
但是神的光，话语的光，不是单单是在这个讨论，或者大众几多人举手同意而得着的。But
the light of God is not solely restricted to just the discussion aspects of our life. It's not just restricted to however many people raise their hand as a majority to agree on certain things. But instead, through the veil, we must come in order to gain the light that God gives. It's through his words. But we need to acquire it directly, personally, with Christ.
唯有这样，这个话才在我们里面是有能力的。
Only then will the word be transformed and give us the power.
大家都很明白,
brothers and sisters can all understand.
大家都明白福音的道理,
we understand the truth of the gospel.
但是有没有能力呢?
But do we have the power of the gospel?
这个不是在这个智慧里面，在道理里面来明白。那必须我们面对神。
It has nothing to do with your wisdom or this understanding from yourself, but we have to acquire it, gain it directly from God.
愿意我们藉着这样的交通，我们学习，我们真的常常跑到基督的里面去。
So through this sharing, we hope that we can all come together to learn the lesson of running to Christ.
不单止因为我们外边学习各样事情的汹涌，我们跑逃到基督里边去。
So that is not merely restricted to the times when external circumstances and our environment forces us to have to come before the Lord.
但是我们主动跑到基督的里边去。
But out of our own desire, we take the initiative to run to Jesus Christ.
领取神给我们的应许。
And to claim the promise that God has given to us.
叫我们能够过万恶的生活，得着生命的光。
So that we are able to gain the light of life by going through the veil.
用佢嘅话语能够照亮我哋。
May his words then enlighten us to what to a life.
除此之外
，besides that，
都容让我哋学习，无论个人好，教会好，能够作为一个叫人享用安息嘅地方。
That whether personally we're doing well or the local assembly is doing well, that we would be able to exude that rest for others.
叫人能够蒙喺基督里边嚟到得接纳。
So that those others will be received in Christ.
基督如何接纳佢，我哋都如何嚟到接纳佢。
Just as Christ has accepted them, we too shall accept them.
愿主嚟祝福我哋。
May the Lord truly bless us.
Michael 带我祷告。
Heavenly Father, we are so small.
主啊，我哋何等嘅渺小。
We have what we think is all that we're able to hold in for our capacity.
我哋嘅容量实在有限。
But you are so great.
但主系何等嘅伟大。
You have so much more to give to us.
你所为我哋预备嘅超过我哋所求所想。
Even as we consider the words that are spoken.
甚至乎当我哋要思想交通过嘅事。
We are stricken in our hearts that we have not done our part.
实在我哋觉得我哋冇能够作得出所有所交通。
We have only accepted a portion of your promise of eternal life.
我哋只系承受咗你永远里边嘅应许嘅一部分。
You desire for us to enter into the fullness of your abundance.
你叫愿意我哋进入你丰富嘅里面。
To enter through Christ.
藉着基督。
That in Christ.
叫我哋喺基督嘅里面。
That we are steeped in your fullness and your blessing.
叫我哋深深进入你嘅祝福嘅里面。
We thank you, Lord, for your promise.
为着主子嘅应许，我哋感谢主。
Lord, we thank you for God. We thank you for your pledge.
亦都感謝主為我哋嚟起誓立呢啲嘅約。
May we be emboldened in our heart.
叫我哋嘅心裏邊勇敢。
That we would yearn to satisfy your heart.
叫我哋願意叫你嘅心得著滿足。
That we would be willing to set aside other matters.
叫我哋將其餘嘅事都嚟到放低。
That we would be willing to strive with diligence to enter through the veil to come into your very presence.
叫我哋努力嘅進入你自己嘅安息嘅裏面，藉著你自己。
That you would gain us，
叫你嚟到得著我哋。
Just as we have gained you，
好似我得著你一樣。
In order that we might gain you，
叫我哋藉著咁樣能夠更多得著耶穌基督。
Bless us, Lord。
願主祝福我哋。
With with yourself。
藉著你自己嚟祝福我哋。
In Jesus' name we pray。
禱告奉耶穌基督嘅名。
Amen。
Amen。